The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Today I want to share with you an excerpt from some spiritual reading on Paul's conversion. At the end of the first reading, Paul had met the Christ. Everything else faded into shadow compared to this luminous reality. Nothing had any value unless it was in Christ and for Christ. The one thing which he now feared was to offend God. From now on, that was all that mattered. The only thing he lived for was to be faithful to the Lord and to make him known to all people. And this is the attitude which we should aspire to. From the time of his encounter with Jesus, Paul gave over his entire being to God with all his heart. He took the same enthusiasm and drive which he used to persecute the Christians and put it to the service of the church. He received the apostolic mission which Christ gave to his disciples and made it his own. Go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news to all creation. Paul accepted this task and made of it from that moment the very purpose of his life. His conversion lies precisely in this, that he allowed the Christ he encountered on the road to Damascus to enter into his life and to orient it towards one single goal, the preaching of the gospel. Paul centered his life on the Lord. Even though he had suffered a great deal for Christ, at the end of his days he was able to write, "For as we share in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too." Paul found joy not in the absence of difficulties, but in the presence of Christ. And so let us finish our meditation with this prayer from the liturgy today. O God, who taught the whole world through the preaching of the blessed Apostle Paul, draw us, we pray, nearer to you through the example of him whose conversion we celebrate today.